I was born down in St. Austell in the year of 1810. My family all were miners, a noble breed of men. They said I was the kind of lad, a healthy strapping chap, slapped a shovel on my shoulder and a candle in my cap. Then word came to the tin mine in the year of 36. Was needed with their dynamite and picks, cause they'd stumbled on some silver, and a ship was set to go to some island in the channel where the wild winds do blow. And it's fine for now, the devil you may care, staring at the view with the breeze on in your hair. Me, I'm down the dungeon in the danger, damp and dark, hacking through the granite for the silver lotus sark. Standing on the quay, I heard them call her Chloe. She had eyes to match the sea, but the silver needed shifting. I had work to do till I met her at the island fair, and all my dreams came true. For 7 years we labored, but the pickings they were poor. We had no fuel for smelting, had to ship each ton of ore, so the finance never tallied. But I worked to keep the faith. For a chance to marry Chloe, I would give my dying breath. And it's fine for beneath the ocean floor. And when the breakers thundered, we trembled with the dread. We could hear the boulders rolling barely yards above our heads. By 44 a fool could see that things were going wrong. All the lads from Cornwall, they upped and went back home. But I stayed on for Chloe, and I worked with twice the heart to spin a ring of silver for my bonny maid of Sark. And it's fine for you, the devil you left with all the rest. But I thought I'd face the challenge, I could weather any test. But luck was no protection in the terror and the din, when the island gave its answer the day the sea broke in. I heard the shouted warning, I tried to get across, but the land was jammed with miners, there was no room to pass. I never was a sailor, but I met a sailor's death. Now